Good Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman with you here on this edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And for this hour, we are here with Director of Healthy Community Labs, Brandon Irwin, and Riley County Health Department Director, Jennifer Green. So we're doing our studio selfie. Got to do that.
Yeah.
Got to do that. How are things this morning on this Tuesday?
Things are well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I think, Jennifer, the last time we spoke, it was through telephone. I was very sick in bed.
Yes, you were.
At the beginning of the month.
You were, but you powered through the interview.
I powered through. Still got a little bit of a cough,
but we're getting through.
It's been better this week. Not as much of an issue as it has been.
I'm going to back up from the desk a little bit.
As your director of public health, she's very happy to hear.
And Jennifer, be sure to get right up into that mic. There we go.
Thanks.
All right. Well, this morning we're going to talk about a lot of different issues, but they're all kind of related.
Sure.
I take it. And it's about a poverty simulation that Brandon, Healthy Community Labs, Riley County Health Department, a lot of local agencies have partnered together. And it's going to be February 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Potter Hall at Seco Park. Mm. And a poverty simulation. What exactly does that mean? What's that event going to be like? Whoever wants to take the lead on that.
Sure. Well, we can probably both chime in here, but I'll also just mention that if people want to register for the poverty simulation on February 24th, they can go to the Flint Hills Coalition website, which is flinthillswellness.org. So what's a poverty simulation, right? Like what's that going to be like? Well, it's a simulation. It's an experience that's designed to give people an idea of what it's like to be in poverty. So if you've ever done role playing before, that's what it feels like. And so so I've done it before. I know Jennifer has as well. You walk in the door and you are given a role. Right, and you are usually part of a family, let's say, that lives in poverty, and you know you might be the father or the child or the the girlfriend or you name it, and that's a family that experiences poverty, right? And you have a task, which is to live. And so the whole room that you walk into is a microcosm of a community, and all around the outside of the room are the things you need, right? So school, got to send the kids to school, right? And the grocery store, got to go get the groceries, right? Got to go to the bank, got to go pick up the kids at school, right? So it's really a comprehensive sort of effort to recreate the experience of poverty
and kind of a slice of just everyday life in a lot of ways, just kind of normal experiences and responsibilities that, especially in a family situation, that you would kind of come to expect.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so you have to try to figure out how to navigate that on limited funds, perhaps limited transportation, and in addition you get life events that are thrown at you that are unexpected. So maybe you get evicted from your house, maybe somebody in your family gets incarcerated, maybe your electricity gets cut off that week, or maybe a parent loses their job and you are a single mother and the breadwinner in the household is no longer employed. So you have to think about how to navigate that and actually try to do that in a limited time. So it's one day, but I'll tell you from doing it last year, it's a high stress environment because you are trying to figure out how to accomplish all of these tasks in a limited amount of time with a limited amount of resources. And that's just one afternoon, but for many families, this is a daily experience.
So, I mean, imagine trying to do all of the things, normal daily activities that you're asked to do or that one needs to do, but if you only make $12,000 a year, right? That, and for the poverty guideline for people, for one person living in Riley County, is $12,000, right? So how the challenge is, you know, how do I get all of my basic needs met with $12,000 a year?
And again, looking at this simulation on February 24th on a excuse me, on a Saturday from 1 to 4 Potter Hall, the participants come in and I assume they're, like you said, assigned, and everybody's kind of assigned a role, and is everybody kind of assigned a budget too, and does it kind of work that way?
Yes, everybody gets a set amount of dollars, and everybody's amount of dollars in the room looks a little bit different. You get a scenario, so your scenario is going to look different than Brandon's scenario. So everybody is going to look a little bit different, and then you have to try to figure out. You might get a bus pass where Brandon gets 3 bus passes, or I might lose my job and Brandon gets a little bit of a raise that week, so he has a little bit of a break. But everybody is going to have a different situation, and we're going to try to all interact together.
And is that just randomly assigned?
Randomly just kind of luck assigned. Of a draw? Randomly assigned.
Oh, yeah.
Such is life in some
Such
ways,
Such is
right?
life.
Yeah.
And I understand that a lot of – well, I guess first off, let me backtrack a little bit. You did this last year. How many years has the poverty simulation been going on in Riley County?
That's a great question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that.
Yeah, I'm just aware that that it's happened a few years. Yeah, twice last year, and I know it's happened a few years before that as well, but can't really put my finger on the exact number.
And as far as the experience, I guess going back to the most recent one, what did you find the participants to really discover? Like, what did they come away with? I'm sure they learned a lot that they didn't know going in.
Yeah, well, it's probably also worth mentioning that it depends on who you are because, or what role you're given, because not everyone is in a family. Not everyone is assigned a role in a family. Some people are assigned roles as service providers, right? The people who are running the bank and the WIC office and the homeless shelter and the church and all of these other services. And, you know, you ask those people what it was like, and they're also feeling the heat of poverty by the end of this simulation as well. So at the end of the day, everybody is basically saying, wow, that sucked. Like that was not fun, right? And so the whole idea behind the poverty simulation in the first place, why would you do a poverty simulation? Well, the whole assumption here is that it's really hard to understand what it's like to be in poverty unless you're in it. And like how do you do that, right? Well, the poverty simulation is one way to do that. So we try to recreate that experience.
And just recreating that in one day in a 3-hour span when, you know, in reality, poverty, that's not the way it works. It's 24/7, 365 for a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there's almost 13,000 people in Riley County who live in poverty. That includes 9,000 people who are non-students. So you know, why are we doing this right now? Well, because we've got people here, our friends and our neighbors and residents who live in poverty, and it's not something that's on our radars every day.
All right, let's go ahead and go to our first break. When we come back, we'll dive more into those numbers, talk more with Brandon Irwin and Jennifer Green on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.